People may be surprised to find that there is a skateboarding culture in Native America. Jen Tregarthen, the marketing and public relations officer for the Sam Noble Museum, says skateboarding was a spin-off of surfing, a Native Hawaiian invention.
Skateboarding as a whole is an indigenous sport, same as surfing. And when it arrived in California to the mainland, you know, from Hawaii, surfing, and it hit California, you know, in the 1950s and 60s, it created a huge trend, especially with the Beach Boys, you know, and Endless Summer, the film, and many people really just embraced that as a youthful sport. One company out in California began making what they called sidewalk surfers, which were just planks of wood with roller skates on them. And when that arrived in Native cultures, they really embraced it. It became very popular as an outlet for creativity.
So what tribes are going to be represented in this exhibition?
A couple of the local tribes. Pawnee is one of them. We've also got the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma, Navajo, Yakima, the White Mountain Apache, and several others will be represented.
Now, so it literally is art on skateboards.
Not just art on skateboards. It's about the culture of skateboarding in Native American communities, specifically on reservations. So it also incorporates other mediums such as photography and videos. It also encompasses the Native cultures as a whole, how the elders interact with this culture and how the government interacts with it and why it's so well supported.
Ramp It Up will be on display from February 8th until June 15th. On February 8th, next Saturday, a reception in partnership with the Jacobson House Native Art Center will take place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Three artists from the Jacobson House will be doing a live paint exhibition. There will be a DJ, and the Education Department will be providing family-friendly activities. The museum will be offering complimentary admission for that weekend.